Beef is big business. Thanks everyone for joining us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is currently holding their annual meeting in Phoenix, Arizona, and their president, Craig Uden, was here last week for the Tennessee Cattlemen's meeting.
I really love meeting the people and understanding their issues because it's different from Tennessee to Utah, New York to Arizona. And there's a lot of different challenges that each producer faces. There's a lot of issues that are national. And that's what we're here for, is to try to bring all these issues, formulate policy, so that people have the freedom to operate and add value to that bottom line.
Uden is a Nebraska cattle farmer and has a feeding operation in addition to his cow-calf herd. In his year as president of NCBA, he has traveled across the country advocating for and meeting the great cattle farmers of this nation. He says even though there are issues, the future is bright.
Our product's never been any better than it is today, and that goes back to the producers that are producing this quality product. We just have to have the opportunity to sell it. I believe that we're going to continue those efforts. We're going to have a lot of challenges, and how we're going to address that is both on the policy side and also campaigns as far as educating the consumer on what the real values and the nutritional values of what real meat is.
And one of the things that makes NCBA stand out, according to Uden, is that in addition to their campaigns with the checkoff program, they are also involved with policy. And two of their priority issues this year are trade and regulatory reform.
We're going to trade over $6 billion worth of product to these countries. And they take a lot of what we don't normally consume or add value to our lower end products and really add value back to everybody's bottom line. And when trade deals fail, not only for the beef industry, they fail for all agriculture, it gets a little bit tough to operate in these states.
For more information, go to beefusa.org. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.